Good afternoon. So good to see all of you. Jesus loves Mondays. It's his favorite day. This is his favorite group, and this is his favorite service, so we're in a good place. Share a little bit about this, what Bracken read last week, but it just stuck in my spiritual crawl in a good way. Let me read this verse from John 3, then we'll go back to John 7. Verse 31, this is what John the Baptist has to say about Jesus. He who comes from above is above all, and he who is out of the earth is from the earth, and he who speaks of the earth, but he who comes from heaven is above all. What he has seen and heard, of that he bears witness, and no man receives his witness. He who has received his witness has set his seal to this, that God is true. That statement, and John is unique in using that phrase, and God is true. The word true is actually a word that it means veiled, but then it has the un in front of it, unveiled. Something that's no longer a secret. It's reality exposed. What's real. And if you ever said anything about somebody, well, they're the real deal. It's also kind of a way to describe righteousness. And so God's the only real deal. We were created from him. We were created for him. We were created to function in union with him. And so unlike other animals or creatures in the world, we find our identity and we find our source for living in him. And so Jesus, as the mediator between God and man, he both mediates us to God and God to us. And so God and man, humanity, all come together in the person Jesus Christ, because he's God who clothed himself with humanity. So God and humanity come together in Jesus Christ, and in that are brought into union with God. We get to partake of the very life of God because of our union with Christ. And so in John chapter 7, when Jesus is speaking, you have to remember he's speaking out of his humanity. Though he was God, he lived as a human because he came not just to reveal the truth about God, but to reveal the truth about us. He came to let us see what new creation looks like. As second Adam, he came to show us humanity restored. So in verse 15, it says, the Jews therefore were marveling, saying, how can this man become learned, having never been educated? And Jesus therefore answered and said to them, my teaching is not mine, but his who sent me. And then Jesus says this, if anyone's willing to do his will, he shall know of the teaching, whether it is of God or whether I speak for myself. He who speaks from himself, in other words, what they're saying, that the source of what they're saying comes from them, independent from God. He said, that person who speaks from themselves seeks his own glory. But he who is seeking the glory of the one who sent him, he is true, and there is no unrighteousness in him. In verse 28 and 29, this kind of conversation continues, and Jesus cried out in the temple, teaching and saying, you both know me and know where I am from. I have not come of myself, but he who sent me is true, whom you do not know. And I know him because I am from him and he sent me. When Jesus says that there's no unrighteousness in him, he's not saying that as deity. He's saying that in his humanity. Jesus walked in the Spirit. He was tempted in every way like unto us, yet without sin. And so we know that God, there's no unrighteousness in God, but Jesus is saying this about his humanity. For he says, if anyone's willing to do God's will, then he'll know whether the teaching's from God. He'll know God's voice, recognize God's voice. And he who speaks from himself seeks his own glory, but he who is seeking the glory of one who sent him, he is true. He said, I am true, and there's no unrighteousness in me. But later, those verses, he said it was the Father, it was God who was true. You have to remember that Jesus lived and he said and declared that he was in the Father and the Father was in him. And that as Christians, we're in Christ and Christ is in us. So Jesus is saying some things here that give us insight into how to live a life that's real. How to live a life where people can say about you, well, he's the real deal or she's the real deal. There's something true about that person. Their life isn't a lie. And so Jesus said, if any man is willing to do God's will, one, he'll know God's voice. And secondly, he said, if you're seeking the one who sent you, his glory, then there'll be something true about you. There'll be no unrighteousness. Now, because I've been joined to Christ, that life that Jesus just described, he lived that life clothed in my humanity and raised from the dead in him. He wants to continue to live that life clothed in my humanity. And Jesus said, here's how I live. This is how I'm going to live my life through you, Chuck. I am always willing to do his will. And I always seek his glory. And therefore, I live from him. And I speak from him. And therefore, I'm always true. I'm the real deal. And unrighteousness will not be found in my walk. And if that's what you've joined, that's what you've been grafted into. But if that's what you surrender to, that's the life I live. It's not about how surrendered can you be. How willing is Jesus to do God's will? Because he's your life. It's yielding to that. Are you yielded to, are you willing to, do you want to experience what it's like to be true, for unrighteousness not to prevail in your life, to walk in righteousness, wholeness? Then that life that we've been grafted into, we have to say yes to. And the life that Jesus is going to live through us is going to be one that's always willing to do God's will and always wants to draw attention to his presence and his character and nature. That's glory. And when we say yes to that, because that's what we've been grafted into, then Jesus said, you'll get to experience what it's like for me to live my life through your humanity, and you'll get to join in what it feels like to be the real deal. For there's something to be true about you, not a lie or deception. Not falsehood about your life, but true. You don't just tell people that you love them, you actually do. And unrighteousness will not prevail because we've been grafted into what? The righteousness of God in Christ. So I love this because it's not just Jesus telling us about how he lived. It's that same Jesus that lives in us, and he's telling us about how he lives. And true Christian surrender isn't about how surrendered you can be and how much you'll try to live for God's glory. Are you yielded to Jesus Christ himself in union with you, living for God's glory alone, always willing to do his will? And if you do, then you get to know and participate in this real deal life of Jesus, overcoming the reign of sin. See, the thing interesting about when you get bitter, that's a lie. God didn't create you to be that way. When you lust, that's not who God is. Therefore, it's you're created to be in His image. That's a lie. That's a life. That's a lie. If you're deceptive or you are irritated and angry or impatient or whatever it might be, those are lies. But when you're abiding in Christ, then there's something true about your life. And truth sets you free. Because you're walking in His righteousness as a free gift. Amen?
Amen.
In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.